The gets that we get for interviews here are fantastic, and they are life-affirming. For instance, no one can get Mark Forster but me. Look at you sitting in the chair right there. Mark, good to see
you. You know, that was a long travel to get to this chair, I got to tell you.
We're glad that you're here.
You know,
this
I already worked out this morning, and I sprinted up the hallway. That would have been great video.
Uh-huh.
If we had a live stream where you could,
pan
to camera three and see who's coming up the hallway, that would have been fantastic.
Emily's working the cameras when that happens. She can do it, too. Mark's in this morning. We'll call it kind of an off day, an off appearance, because of the staggered appearance of the boys' basketball tournament. Because there's something happening at Gainbridge, I guess. What is that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, it's a different basketball, I think.
I find out those things from This Week in Delaware County.
What are you talking about? You know what the NCAA tournament is right? You don't?
I don't. No, yeah.
Come on.
We've been talking about it all week,
Steve. All right. We're going to get to Wapahani in a second, but first, let's go chronologically. Is your bracket yet busted, Mark?
You know, I will say for day number one, we're in fairly decent shape. Not bad.
Did you happen to see where I was?
No.
I'm fifth.
I think I'm tied with you right now.
You might be slightly ahead of me. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
As he looks
I'm fifth. I'm fifth.
All right, so we're tied fifth.
We're in good shape.
Now, so how much, honestly, we're talking about bracketology here and the illegal gambling that goes on at this and so many other businesses and the time that is wasted on the NCAA tournament.
Man, Steve, you're just such a buzzkill.
I'm being honest. Come on now. Anywho, how much time, please, think about this answer. How much time did you spend crafting?
Zero.
What do you
Zero.
Mean?
Zero. Over the years, my bracket goes along the form the same way every year, whether I research, whether I really contemplate it.
Okay.
I will say this year was one of the first years where I got done with my bracket and I looked at the end result. I'm like, man, I don't like that. So then I did it again.
All right.
Then I don't like that.
You
so
spent more
I went to my fourth version of it. And I only have one bracket, but I still don't like what came out at the end because it just doesn't make sense to me.
So Mark Forster, your honest answer to my initial question is you spent more time on it than you admitted. You said zero.
I did zero prep for it. Zero.
Okay.
I just looked at the matchups and I did a gut feeling.
He knows Jay Chapman, our owner, is listening. He just wants to make sure that Jay doesn't think he was blowing work time going through his brain. No, Jay would probably be supportive of that, though, wouldn't he? Come on.
Tuesday took about 4 hours of my work day, Jay. I'm sorry.
See, that's the honest answer that will be on the promo later.
Yeah,
Emily has marked that audio.
There you go.
So who's your champion before we move on?
I got Houston.
Okay, I got UConn. I got UConn. You want to know how much time I spent on it? You didn't even ask me.
I would say about 7 minutes.
I used AI.
Oh.
Done.
Well, you know what? So you did autofill. Come on. That's not even your bracket, right?
I paid the same entry fee as everybody else.
That's true.
So what's the difference?
Whatever makes you sleep at night, you.
See, he's being mean. He's a guest on my program, and he's being mean. Mark Forster. Down goes Ball State women's basketball team last night. Dang it.
Yeah, it was. It's neat to have a home game in the new WBIT tournament. So, but again, that crew had such a great year. I'm sure they were certainly disappointed because they were excited to keep playing of what occurred last night. But I don't think it takes away from the accomplishments. I don't think it takes away from the conversation that exists of if the system was what the system should be, Ball State should have gotten a much larger consideration for an at-large bid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it takes away from any of that. You know, it's when you get to those WNITs and WBITs, you want to see how those teams that may just not have gotten in, how they perform. And unfortunately, it's going to create a conversation externally. I think the complete opposite. I don't think the system benefited Ball State. I don't think the system benefited Indiana State in the men's side. We've been talking a lot about this week. So all of that being said, remarkable season still. Record for program victories. Record for some of the non-conference type of opportunities they had as well.
Brady Salee told the Ball State Daily News that we now, quote, see the monster that has been created. He was keeping it positive.
Sure.
Because that team has a lot to look forward to, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The other thing that happened last night at the Worthen was the Ball State men's volleyball team. They lost 3-0 to the Ohio State, though they crushed Ohio State the match before at Ohio State, if I remember that coming in from Doan and Cruz. All right, let's jump to high school. So we've got this off week. Does this benefit having a whole nother week to prepare any particular team, well, specifically Wapahani or the ones that Wapahani's Raiders are playing?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't think it benefits any one team over the other. I don't think it benefits any one team over the other in the other three matchups other than the two, you know, even the 2A matchup, because you know, the flip in the format that they did a year ago where it's not regional where you play two games in one day, it's semi-state. I do think, in a way, it's got to benefit all the teams that are in the state finals, because you just came off of a grueling weekend where you had to win two games against two very, very good teams to get there. So I think it's nothing but a benefit. What I would say is, for the story of Selma and that community, they are just so excited for this opportunity. I think the patience is going to, like, you're going to get to Monday, Tuesday next week. It's like, okay, can we just get to Saturday? So I think more so than anything, that's kind of what I think. I don't think it benefits anybody over the other. You know, if you look at Brownstown Central, who has a player, Jack Benner, that's going to Purdue, Jack Benner played with a 101 fever in the semi-state. So, you know, he's going to get healthy. Wapahani's going to get healthy. You have nicks and bruises this time of the year, so I really don't think it benefits anybody over the other, and maybe everybody's fresh for next Saturday.
All right, and we'll have additional information coming out soon about some special coverage that we are planning here on WMUN, and we're excited for Wapahani and Selma, et cetera, as well, and look forward to another really great game. The games so far in the recent past have been really, really good ones, obviously leaning in the direction of what the home fans wanted to see happen, and we're hoping for another one of those at the state finals.
Stylistically, they are a little bit different, Brownstown Central and Wapahani, and of course we'll have a whole week's worth of coverage for that. You know, but Wapahani's shooting ability keeps them in every single game, and that's what they've done during the tournament. A little bit of an interesting nugget, and we'll certainly get into this next week. So Brownstown Central in the southern part of the state, Wapahani in the east central part of the state, but these two teams and personnel know each other very well.
Oh,
Isaac
really?
Andrews and Jack Benter actually played on the same AAU team. Camden Bell from Wapahani too. So there's a lot of familiarity from the personnel. These two teams have never played each other in high school basketball, but just like any other situation around the state, there's so many AAU teams that face off with one another and combine with one another. They're familiar with one another, so that it's not an unfamiliar territory for the two teams.
Mark Forster hosted the Power Hour today and every day 4 to 5 p.m. He was not allowed to do his broadcast yesterday because of the Ball State women's game. Will today be Reaction Friday by chance for those bracketologists?
Sure.
Can you add that in?
I mean, sure. I mean, we react every day.
Reaction.
But you know,
am I contractually obligated to say it like that?
I don't know.
It's your show.
I'm not. I don't see a contract in place that we have to abide by.
All right. Again, Mark Forster, a good get. I have a senator next. You know, Senator Todd Young, straight ahead on WMUN.